Tuesday, and welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, your host, and I'm really glad you've joined us today. The train station. For decades, if you said that phrase in Detroit, just those three words, they evoked a pronounced sense of loss and abandonment and blight. Michigan Central Station stood empty and hollowed out on Michigan Avenue, its 13-story edifice towering in menace over the Corktown neighborhood in Southwest for decades. As a native Detroiter, I had kind of become resigned to the idea that, well, that's the way it was gonna be, maybe forever. A train station went empty when I was a teenager here in Detroit, and I'm in my early 50s now. I have children who are teenagers. But 5 years ago, something pretty important happened. And change seemed to be right over the horizon. Ford Motor Company bought the train station from the Maroon family, who owned it along with lots of other neglected properties in the city. And Ford has now made the station the centerpiece of its strategy for the future. Today, Ford calls itself a mobility company, not just a car company. And that signal is to say that they're trying to do so much more than produce and distribute cars. They're really thinking about the way transportation defines our lives, and the way in which we get around is central to our lives. Part of that vision seems to be the new lab within Michigan Central Campus. New lab opened on Tuesday at the restored Book Depository building, which is right next to Michigan Central and is part of this new campus. And it's working to attract startups and entrepreneurs to build new and exciting companies in this broader industry of mobility that's really taking shape in some very interesting ways all over the country, but especially right here in Detroit. Some of the startups based at New Lab include a drone manufacturing platform, an automated vehicle company, and a local air pollution monitoring company. And again, this is all happening in a place that, for lack of a better description, was just dead in our city. Later in the hour, we're going to talk about Michigan Central Station in a little bit of a different context. We're going to explore Detroit, how it's changed over time, and what the city means depending on who's talking about it or who's looking at it, with photographer and filmmaker Stephen McGee, who has literally millions of images and thousands of hours of film about our city over a long period of time. But before there, we want to talk about New Lab, about Michigan Central, and what it means to become a mobility hub, as is being attempted here. To do it, we have Josh Seirithman. He is the CEO of Michigan Central here with us. Josh, welcome to Detroit Today.
Thank you. I'm a great admirer of your work and your program. So very honored to be on.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So I want to talk first about the milestone this week, the event you had to introduce Detroit to this new vision of the Michigan Central campus. Talk about what the car company, what Ford is trying to accomplish by taking this campus, making it about mobility, reviving it after such a long time of it not really being in use.
Well, I loved your description about the station, because the Book Depository building, which is right next to the station, we really think about in some ways as our best kept secret. And what we celebrated on Tuesday was the opening of that building. We call it New Lab at Michigan Central. And it's really the first part of the work at Michigan Central coming online. And so, over time, the station will just add to that. But in the meantime, the energy and what's going on inside New Lab at Michigan Central is extraordinary. The other thing, Stephen, that you mentioned is that this is all catalyzed by an incredible vision from Ford and a substantial investment from Ford, but it's an open platform. And it's really that vision of an open platform is coming to life. And what does that mean? It means any company can participate. Any company should participate. It's not about any single one company. It's about building the talent base, nurturing businesses, nurturing the relationship between businesses and community, and really growing this epicenter right in Detroit of the future. And so what we were celebrating on Tuesday is the opening of New Lab at Michigan Central. We've already got, with our partners, New Lab, we've got 33 companies already, and it's just day one in there. About half are from Detroit and the region. Half are from literally around the country and around the world. A third are led by underrepresented founders. And this is literally day one. So we're just getting started, and we're super excited.
So I want to talk just a little about what that means to become sort of a mobility company rather than a car company, and the kinds of companies that you're interested in being part of New Lab as part of that. As I said, you know, I mean, Ford is synonymous with Detroit in many parts of the world. This is a big change, though, from the Blue Oval that we're also familiar with. Talk a little about what all this is really about.
It's really about building an ecosystem that is world-leading and market-leading, focused on what we describe as the intersection of mobility and society. And so what does that mean? That means that it's not just, it's certainly not just automotive. It's really about all things that fit within physical mobility, social mobility, economic mobility, the interrelationship between them. So we have already tons of work going on between the companies that are a part of New Lab at Michigan Central and also doing what we call applied innovation work with Michigan Central. We've got a ton going on around electrification, for example, and the implications from that. We've got companies focused on alternative fuels and the implications of that. We've got companies focused on, you mentioned drones before, in our, you know, jargon, we call advanced aerial mobility. We've got companies that are deeply involved in all aspects of the potential of drones for all kinds of uses. But then we also work with public sector partners. The city and the state are very active and tremendous partners for us. Other policymakers in figuring out what are the policy implications that would both enable work, but also make sure that these technologies are applied in ways that are beneficial for real people in real places. So when we talk about mobility, it's really this sort of very, very broad look. You mentioned we have a company in New Lab at Michigan Central that is all about measuring air quality in communities. And it's sort of fascinating because what it's really doing is saying, what's the legacy of mobility's history, mm-hmm. if you think about all the environmental implications, and how do we now take that information and data and use the new tools that we have to do better and to fix that moving forward.
Yeah. I'm talking with Josh Syrovman. He is the CEO of Michigan Central, a campus owned by Ford Motor Company in Corktown. They had a big debut this week of the Book Depository building that is next to the old Michigan Central station. Ford has been redeveloping that entire site for about 5 years. We want to hear from you, the listeners, as well during the conversation. What do you think is the best way to spark innovation in the mobility sector? What do you think of this dead space in our city coming back to life the way it is over on Michigan Avenue? If you haven't driven by, for instance, I really would recommend that you do. It looks and feels just unimaginably different right now than it did just a few years ago. Also, give us a call and let us know what kinds of things you think we need to do to improve not just the way we get around in the city of Detroit and its suburbs, but also how we continue to think, rethink places that have not been active for a long time. 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. 1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can work you into the conversation. Josh, I know that there's been a long journey rehabbing and revitalizing that campus, but as I said, it sits in the middle of a neighborhood, and there has been a lot of effort so far to try to include the neighborhood in what happens down there and how it all integrates. Talk about the community end of this and how that's going.
Sure. I think there's a few layers to that. So first, we are right in both Corktown and Southwest Detroit. Mm-hmm. And so we try to be very active in not just being good neighbors, but actually engaging directly with all of our neighbors. And that's not just to sort of say, this is what we're doing, but we really aspire to have the community be a part of the work that's going on and to be a part of the restoration and the sort of next generation of use of whether it's the Book Depository building, and especially when we're ready, the train station. But we also think about community in additional layers. So, for example, as much as building an ecosystem of companies is part of our mandate, so is making sure that jobs that they create and the skills that can be exposed by the work they're doing are used to benefit all Detroiters. We want to make sure we build a very strong pipeline to match companies with individuals, but also essentially what the work that's happening at Michigan Central is a glimpse into the future and tells us what skills are going to be needed increasingly. And so we think we can develop training programs, training curriculum that can both happen on site, but with partners we can scale and really impact a huge segment of Detroiters as they prepare for the future jobs. So you know, we think about community in lots of ways. We also think about long term. We think about ownership and what does that mean in a community context. And you know, I think right now we emphasize sort of making sure that we look at ownership through ownership of the companies that can be fostered at Michigan Central. But I think over time, we're very interested in how can we explore additional concepts around that. So, you know, more to come on that front. But this is a huge part of the ethos of what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. We've got a question on Twitter. It says, is this an introduction of a potential improvement to public transportation? The writer says they are originally from the DMV. I know what that means because I used to live in that area as well, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. So they say they know what working public transport looks like, and they feel like that's what Detroit needs most from this. Talk about the intersection of this switch to mobility and the idea of public transit.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you my dream for public transit in Detroit, which is that Michigan Central can play a role in illuminating how new capabilities can create new models of transit that would be sort of Detroit's really optimal for. So, for example, you know, if you think about the capability of autonomous mobility, so self-driving vehicles, even if it's, you know, level 2, 3, where you still have people involved, but maybe that enables what I would call point-to-point on-demand transit. So for a city like Detroit, where we've got no shortage of road space, it'd be pretty hard to build heavy-duty, you know, major transit infrastructure. And we're spread out geographically. What if you had the ability to, on demand, get picked up and dropped off exactly where you need to go at the cost of public transit? Mm-hmm. And I think Detroit's the optimal city to lead the way on that. And so my hope is that we can foster the capabilities at Michigan Central. We can engage with public sector and community partners over time to maybe play a role in Detroit actually showing the way for the next generation of what transit can mean.
So I'm going to say something that is just totally about my personal attachment to Detroit and to that place. I can remember as a kid going to Michigan Central and getting on trains to go to Chicago or other places. Is that a possibility that we might reclaim that spot as the train station here in Detroit? There's a lot of infrastructure that's still there. I'm sure it's in terrible shape at this point because it's been so long. But is that something that, that is at least on the board and being thought of or talked about?
Yes. So you know, we're on the south side of the station. We'll be building very substantial and what I hope to be a truly extraordinary public space. We are doing that in a way that will not not preclude future rail service, but we're going steps further and doing our part to prepare for the ability for trains to stop there again. To be honest, I don't think the station as a building becomes a station again. We'd have to figure out another way where sort of people come on and off, but we would love to see rail service over time. I know that there's a lot of interest in at the in the public sector, at the city and the state level. I know even at the Amtrak. So I only control our ability to both be ready for it and accommodate it and advocate for it. But I do think it's something that we will see.
Yeah. Again, 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. Let's go to Andrew in Detroit. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me. First time ever calling in the radio.
Oh, good. Go ahead, Andrew.
So my question is, with the focus on autonomous vehicles and kind of individual transportation that you mentioned, vehicle per person. There's a lot of studies that show the effectiveness of buses and trains as far as getting people around. Is there any companies developing large-scale vehicles at this new facility?
Yeah, great question, Andrew. We talked a little bit earlier, Josh, about the kind of intersection between mobility and public transit. But I think Andrew's specific question is whether you already have companies working on mass passenger vehicles, large vehicles that carry lots of folks, and how they could be different than they are now.
Yeah, there's lots of companies working on that. And, you know, we've been staying close to the market on what's out there, who's doing what. And so I agree. I mean, at the end of the day, having one individual in a vehicle is not the optimal solution, even, you know, if you assume totally clean electric vehicles. But there are a lot of companies doing work. I think this is something that over, you know, the next, honestly, 5 to 10 years, will be an enormous progress on it. Michigan Central, we're very keen to play a role in how can we help move Detroit to better transit options over time.
Yeah. Let's take one more call here. Sharon in Birmingham. Sharon, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm a frequent user of the SEMTA bus system. Being a resident that lives along the Woodward Corridor, I use the fast bus quite a lot to access downtown Detroit and the cultural center. And the one remark that I have, you know, it's a wonderful system. There are shelters in my neighborhood that have an electronic board on them that is supposed to be lit up with when the next bus is arriving, and they're powered with solar panels, but they don't work.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. So if they could just help the riders by updating those electronic boards
so
they reflect what's going on, that would be a big help.
Yeah, Sharon, that's an interesting point, and I'm going to correct you gently, but with real love for your longtime residence here in Southeast Michigan, you're calling it SEMTA still. Those of us who are old enough remember that it used to be SEMTA, Southeast Michigan Transit Authority. It is now SMART. So you're right, but it is it's called something different. But Josh, talk about, you know, what her call reminds me of is that mobility is about more than just wheels and motors. It's also about technology and the way that it makes it easier for us to get around. And this idea of being able to see where vehicles are, buses or trains or whatever they are, and plan your arrival at a stop that way is part of it. Is that also part of the picture in this mobility lab that you're creating?
Yeah, absolutely. If if it's about how do you get information to people, if it's about the energy supply and the implications from that. I mean, just think about the potential of electrification. There's so many issues that arise around where the infrastructure that's needed, who has access to it, how do you make sure that that's equitable? And so we're trying to foster companies and also the conversation to sort of make sure that all aspects of the implications of a technology are being taken head on. It's not just about technology, it's about its application to like literally impact climate, to literally make people's quality of life better on a day-to-day basis. And so as a result of that, it's not about any one technology. It's literally about all of the different pieces and the elements that hopefully can add up to better solutions.
Okay. Josh Syrafman, CEO of Michigan Central. It was really great to have you here, and congrats on opening the new lab center at the Michigan Central campus. What's next? What's our next big milestone there?
Well, we'll continue to work with our partners at NewLab, who I didn't mention are amazing, and we've attracted them. They've decided to join us in Detroit from New York and really help focus on the startup and early stage companies part of the Michigan Central ecosystem. Michigan Central will be focusing even more broadly than just the startup and early stage companies. The next big step for us will be probably sometime around this time next year. Hopefully we'll be having a conversation about the station itself. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we're going to keep building the ecosystem, keep building our skills training work, keep building our engagement with community and others. And we'll have lots to say over the next year also about public space and programs and assorted other things. So yeah. We have a lot to do.
Yeah, no, we look forward to all of it. Thanks again for being here on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about Detroit, but we're going to explore what the city means from so many different angles and from so many different perspectives with photographer and filmmaker Stephen McGee, who has been shooting pictures and taking film of the city for a really long time. Of course, we'll also want to continue to hear from you on the phones and on social. 313-577-1019 is the number. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today and always be part of the program. We'll be right back with more Detroit Today.